A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Bechoros Tes Zayin, Bechoros 16a, pagination is 31. We'll start on the last line of the page, Masnisin at the Mishnah. The Mishnah states, Hamakabel Tzon Barzel Mina Oved Kochavim. A person is accepting sheep of iron from the non-Jew. What are sheep of iron? So the word iron, barzel, is referring to a very strong status to these sheep. These are ordinary sheep. Let's repeat that. They're ordinary sheep, but their financial status and relationship is very strong and firm, so they don't have the normal fallibilities that exist by sheep. Rashi explains, one line up in the Rashis, Shesam lo ove kochovim behemosav bedomim kitsuvim. The non-Jew evaluated the value of these quite ordinary sheep and translated that value into a given number. So that the Jew should have to return that amount of money, adesar shanim, in 10 years from now, when the agreement expires, bein mesu, bein huzlu, even if these animals die, even if they go down in value, that's the amount of money that he should have to return. And that's why they're called tzon barzel, sheep of iron. The idea is that the metal, at least expression-wise, doesn't go bad. And therefore, animals over 10 years, one can expect them to change their price, their value, but the non-Jew is expecting the same amount of value back as it is worth today. Va'osan v'lados, she'yiyu lohen ados hazman yiyu b'neyim. And the purpose of this agreement is that the children that these tzon barzel will have are going to be split. That's the agreement. So the owner of the animals is the non-Jew, but the non-Jew is entrusting these animals to the Jew who's going to do the work as the shepherd for these 10 years. And the non-Jew is expecting back the value of these animals right now, as the deal begins, that value should be given to him in 10 years, plus the children that are born that will be split. Now, the animals that are going to go to the non-Jew obviously will not be obligated in firstborn status. They belong to the non-Jew. However, the animals that are going to the Jew, one might think, should be included in the laws of Bechor, of firstborn. And that is not so simple, because any animal that the non-Jew has a claim on is going to produce animals exempt from the laws of Bechor, because the mother had the hand of the non-Jew involved, and the mitzvah of Bechor is strictly a Jewish mitzvah. So any time that we can establish that the mother was in some way controlled financially by the non-Jew, its children will be absolved of Bechor. So let's go back to the Mishnah, we'll work it through. Hamakabel tzon barzel min oved kochavim. A person accepts the deal of tzon barzel from the non-Jew. V'lodosehen peturin. The children of the tzon barzel status are automatically going to be absolved. Rashi explains, we're talking about the grandchildren of the original tzon barzel are going to be absolved. because, as Rashi puts it from the Gemara, second line of Rashi, dekevon de'ilo yoev le'zuze le'ovet kochavim, if the Jew doesn't come up with the cash 10 years later to pay up the tzon barzel valuation, tafis behema, the non-Jew is going to grab the animal itself as payment. Ve'ilo mishkach behema, and if he doesn't find the animal itself, tafis velados, he's going to grab the children of that animal that went to the Jew, the Jewish portion of the children. He's going to grab those in lieu of payment. And therefore, velodosei hen peturin, the children of the Tzon Barzel are going to be producing children that are potter, because the hand of the non-Jew exists in the children of the Tzon Barzel for collection purposes, and therefore they produce children that are absolved of Bechora. Again, as we said, once the hand of the non-Jew is in something, it will produce children that are exempt. However, middle of that first line, Velode velodo sehen chayavin. But the fourth generation, Rashi says, revi'is litzon barzel, the fourth generation counting from the original tzon barzel, that's going to be obligated, because the third generation did not have the hand of the non-Jew involved. They just were children of animals that had the hand of the non-Jew involved. And therefore, that fourth generation will be obligated in firstborn status. Continues the Mishnah quite logically. He'emid velodoseyan tachas imoseyhen. If the deal established the children of the Tzon Barzel officially in place of their parent, velode velodos peturin, then the fourth generation, their grandchildren, would also be potter, because the deal gives the non-Jew one generation more, even officially, and therefore this concept gets extended. Velode, velode, velados, but the children of the fourth generation, chayavim, would be obligated. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Omer, afilu asara doros peturim. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, even to 10 generations, they're going to be all absolved. Shachra yusen la'ovet kochavim, because the non-Jew will always go after whatever is available from the produce of this deal. Now, this is not to say that he's going to go after all the assets of the Jew. That's a different question. That's him being aggressive and trying to grab collections however he can. But in the deal itself, that's to some degree understood and set up, that if you can't come up with payment for the Tzon Barzel, he's going to go after anything that was produced by the Tzon Barzel. Conceptually, it's all like a lien, so to speak. It's all included in the deal, and therefore, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, it's absolved. This expression of Tzon Barzel is something that we encountered in the laws of Ishus of marriage. We have the term Nichse Melug, which is property that the woman brings into the marriage that remains hers, and the husband is allowed to reap the benefit. He supports her during the marriage, and he reaps the benefit of her fields. He takes over those fields and is allowed to pick the produce. In the case of an apartment building, he's allowed to collect the rent and keep it for himself. Whatever the fruit is of the item, that's what he gets. In contrast, there is a deal called Nichse Tzon Barzel. which the Nichsei Tzom Barzel is different than Nichsei Malug. Let me finish the concept, which I didn't. Nichsei Malug gets returned to the woman at the end of the marriage. Death or divorce, it simply gets returned to her intact. Nichsei Tzom Barzel, however, is evaluated, and she gets a guarantee of the same amount of value. So that if, for example, the property goes down in value, it's ironclad. It's been designated at a valuation, and that's what she gets back. And that's similar to this expression of Tzon Barzel, of evaluating the item at the time of the original transaction and putting that item written in the contract, that value, as the amount that the person is going to get back. Yasher koach, thank you for joining.